You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Coming up on the SBS On The Money podcast, global markets hit a record, so too precious metals, and we take a look at the investment opportunities for 2026. All of that and more next. Hi everyone, welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Tuesday, the 13th of January, 2026. Today with the Australian share market rose, the S&P ASX 200 up 0.6%. We'll have the details with Kai Chen in just a few moments. We'll also be taking a look at the Consumer Sentiment Index with Westpac's Matthew Hassan too. But let's return to the Australian share market. A great day, its best day in about 3 weeks. It follows records for the US market, the S&P 500, a record too in Japan, the Nikkei 225 index, and in Germany, the DAX also hitting a record high. That's despite this criminal investigation into Jerome Powell, the US Federal Reserve Chairman, lobbed by the US administration. For more on that, I spoke with Kai Chen. He is the head of investments at MPC Markets.
Markets have ended higher. The S&P 500, the Dow at a record, even seeing the Nikkei at a record in Japan. The ASX 200 also climbing higher today. This is all despite the US administration's criminal investigation into the Fed's Jerome Powell. Why do you think that is?
No, absolutely. It's been a pretty interesting development. The Trump administration has laid charges on the Fed chairman. I think it's a move to basically pressure the Federal Reserve to fall in line and cut rates, which is what the Trump administration wants at the moment. And it's seen as inflationary because, you know, with easy monetary policy, all asset classes, the price rises, so especially precious metals. So we're seeing this really evident in gold and silver. Silver over the last month has performed incredibly well, over 50% on the price over the last couple of months. So it's likely to see that trend continue.
Isn't the concern that this may impact the independence of the Fed and thus longer-term interest rates?
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, the independence of the Federal Reserve is seen as quite crucial, but it all wasn't always this way. So before the 1951 Fed Treasury Accord, there was the Fed decisions were actually tied to the US Federal Reserve, where they had a bit more control over the monetary policy. So it seems like they want to revert it to that way, where the government wants to have a bit more control over interest rate policy settings. And it's pretty clear that they want a dovish Federal Reserve chairman in place. And that's not very good in the long term, because the reason for that independence is, you know, the ability to set decisions for monetary policy is based on economic data as opposed to political decisions.
US reporting season begins tomorrow. What do you think that'll say about the health of the US economy?
Yes, so the banking sector is going to be on US reporting. So most of the major US banks will be releasing their reports. So JP Morgan, Citibank, Bank of America, they've done incredibly well over the last quarter or two. And it seems likely that they will continue their run. However, one of the policies that the Trump administration wants to introduce, which is a 10% cap on credit card interest rate on an annual basis, that is likely to affect the banking sector. So it will be seen how cautious the market is. So I assume if the reportings are a little bit weaker, some of the banks will probably come off a little bit.
Any local company news you're keeping an eye on today?
Yeah, so Endeavour Group reported an update on their performance. So they came a little bit short in terms of what the market was expecting. So their guidance was about 5 to 10% lower than what the market was expecting. So that's why you see it come off about 3% or so. There's a new CEO as well, and I think they're refiguring out what segment to focus on. So their hotel sector has been doing quite well. So they're transitioning from the traditional focus on, the alcohol and beverage sector like Dan Murphy's or BWS, and they're transitioning to a more hotel-based segment.
Finally, what do you see as the key investment opportunities for investors in 2026?
I think starting off the year with a lot of geopolitical plays, that will be definitely one of the key themes throughout the year. And as we've seen with the Greenland takeover from, well, likely takeover from the US government. It's thrown a lot of chaos into the geopolitical scene. But I do think, as an investment opportunity, Europe, it's pretty clear that Europe will have to increase its defense spending. So I think a lot of the European defense stocks will see a continued rally from last year.
That's Kai Chen there from MPC Markets. Now to the Westpac Melbourne Consumer Sentiment Index, where two-thirds of consumers are now expecting mortgage rates to rise this year. Those views contributed to a fall in the Westpac Melbourne Institute Consumer Sentiment Index to a reading of 92.9. That's down 1.7% and back to a level last seen a year ago before interest rates started. Anything below 100 suggests pessimists outnumber optimists. So for more on that, I spoke with Matt Hassan. He's a senior economist at Westpac.
I think the best way of describing the consumer mood is moderately pessimistic. You know, we've seen this creeping loss of confidence over the course of the last few months, particularly around the near-term outlook for the economy and for family finances, and a sharp shift in expectations around interest rates. And that looks to have continued into early January. You know, we're in the low 90s, so we're not at the extreme lows that we saw during the cost of living crisis years, the 2022 to 2024 period. We're back in pessimistic territory and optimism. You know, to get to optimism from here would take 2 or 3 months at least.
Okay. Speaking of optimism, consumers were optimistic a few months ago, right? What's changed since then? And right now, according to your survey, what are they worried about exactly?
Well, this month, the big move was around expectations for family finances and the economy over the next 12 months. Family finances were expected to improve, but are now expected to come under more pressure in 2026. And the economy is seen a little bit more downbeat as well. The catalyst around all of this is a big shift in expectations around interest rates. Two-thirds of consumers expect mortgage rates to rise in 2026. That's about double where we were late last year. And that's knocked expectations around family finances, and people are a bit more concerned about how the economy will hold up and less confident around jobs.
Where are these expectations of rising interest rates coming from? Because am I right in thinking that Westpac still thinks that the likely move for the Reserve Bank is rates to be on hold for the year?
Well, we're clearly seeing warnings from the RBA. The RBA is very sensitized to risks around inflation. We have seen inflation lift slightly above the RBA's 2 to 3% target range. And with the economy seeing some sort of recovery, the RBA is understandably nervous about whether inflation will remain or return to the target range. And so they've been laying the groundwork for a potential increase in rates if it's needed. We don't think it will be needed, that the inflation threat is less pervasive and that inflation should come back under control over the course of this year. But the RBA is clearly signaling a warning, and consumers are hearing it loud and clear. It is perhaps a hard message to nuance. The last time we had this sort of interest rate expectation across the consumer sector was back in mid-2024, when trim mean inflation was running at 4%, not a little over 3%. So perhaps consumers may be overreacting a little bit to the messaging, but the RBA has had a pretty clear warning that's gone out there. As I said, you know, we don't think the threat around inflation is nearly as pervasive, and that it would be wise for the RBA to take its time in assessing policy from here.
That's Matthew Hassan then from Westpac, and he wraps up the podcast for this Tuesday. Give it a rating or review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Click subscribe, and I'll see you tomorrow.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.